A ceasefire between the South Sudan government and rebel forces has been welcomed by United Nations aid agencies. An agreement was made at peace talks in the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa, which aims to bring to an end weeks of conflict, which has forced more than 500,000 people to flee their homes. Since the outbreak of fighting in mid-December, some 490,000 South Sudanese have been internally displaced, and more than 100,000 have fled into neighbouring Uganda, Ethiopia, Kenya and Sudan. The fighting has disrupted ongoing development work in South Sudan, one of the world's poorest and least developed countries. The UN World Food Programme said thousands of South Sudanese will require food assistance for months to come. WFP spokesperson in Geneva, Elizabeth Beers, added that the frequent looting of food stocks and continued instability means that many people may not get the food they need.
Humanitarian access and looting of food stocks are major concerns for WFP. As a result of lootings of the WFP facilities around the country, we estimate that we have lost more than 3,700 metric tons of food, enough to feed more than 220,000 people for a month. So it's a major loss. We are doing what we can to protect other food stocks, and also we are trying to recover lost stocks where possible. WFP warehouses in Malakal have been almost entirely emptied by repeated incidents of looting.
The UN refugee agency UNHCR, like WFP, welcomed the ceasefire, but said it needed to be implemented quickly. Meanwhile, it's starting a mass measles immunization campaign in northern Uganda to prevent the spread of the disease among the 59,000 South Sudanese refugees who are now sheltering there. The UN Security Council in New York was briefed about the plan to end hostilities on Thursday. The council president for January, Zayed Raad Zayed Al Hussein of Jordan, welcomed the ceasefire but urged the South Sudanese authorities to make sure justice was served on those people who attacked civilians.
Council members condemned the violent attacks on the civilians and vulnerable groups and called for accountability for those that committed such acts.
The Secretary General of the United Nations, Ban Ki-moon, said that the organization stood with the people of South Sudan and will continue to do everything within its means to protect civilians at risk and provide the necessary humanitarian assistance.